Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Palestinian leaders accuse Jews of spending billions of dollars to Judaize the city of Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is claiming that Israel and world Zionism are acting every day to Judaize the city of Jerusalem by spending billions of dollars on behalf of the holy city as the Jews are buying more and more land in this controversial city. The Palestinian leader also said that the Arab world must spend more to protect the city of Jerusalem as a Muslim city that will be the capital of a Palestinian state. And Mahmoud Abbas said that the Muslim world must do more militarily for Jerusalem. The recent riots in Jerusalem over access to the Temple Mount by Muslims and Jews seem to have been a pre-planned event and comes with calls by the Palestinian Authority to have Palestinians continue clashes on the Temple Mount in order to protect Al-Aqsa, the Temple Mount, and to prevent the Judaizing of Jerusalem. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Violent clashes between Jews and Palestinians in Jerusalem over the Temple Mount are evidence that Bible prophecy is moving closer to fulfillment. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Recent clashes between Jews and Palestinians in the city of Jerusalem, with a focus on the Temple Mount as the center of the conflict, have drawn attention of the world to the ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Jews say these purchases of land in their historic homeland is a part of the end-time return to the land by the Jewish people as foretold by the ancient Jewish prophets. Ezekiel, Malachi, Jeremiah, and Obadiah, all Jewish prophets, wrote thousands of years ago that this scenario I've just reported would be the case before the Messiah returns to the earth. Malachi says that the Palestinians, biblical Edomites, the descendants of Esau, would return to rebuild in Israel. That's Malachi chapter 1. Ezekiel revealed that the Edomites, the modern-day Palestinians, would kill the Jews and take their land. That's Ezekiel 36. The prophets Jeremiah and Obadiah said that the Lord would defeat the Palestinians and they would be as if they have never been. That's Jeremiah 49:18 and Obadiah verses 15-18. The ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict today is indeed evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...